Down to Business with Bobby Kerr.
Brought to you by Bank of Ireland
on News Talk.
Now, next Friday, we'll all be glued to our screens watching the opening ceremony of the Paris Olympic Games. As the teams sail up the Seine, my next guest will be centre stage as she's designed the uniform Team Ireland will be wearing on the night. I'm delighted to welcome to the show from New York City, Laura Weber. How are you, Laura?
I'm great. It's so lovely to be here.
Lovely to talk to you. Tell me about, I suppose, your route to designing the Irish kit for the 150 Olympians. It was a 2 to 3 year process. Am I right in saying that?
Yes, it definitely was a process, that's for sure. But honestly, it's been a beautiful one. The journey here has just been, I actually posted last night and I said a photo will never do this experience justice because it's just been the most phenomenal project I've ever done. And it really comes down to the athletes themselves just being absolutely epic. And the OFI, I have to give so much credit to the Olympic Council themselves for just being such a fantastic body of people to work with.
Okay. So how did you get selected? Was there a tender process or how did it work?
Yeah, there was. But I love to chase after things and I love to, really put myself out there. And I actually pitched to them first. I have done some amazing projects in the past and I said to myself, I think the Irish Olympians really need and deserve something special. And so I went and pitched to them. And after that, I the contract went out, I bid for it and I won.
Well done. Now, tell me then about the kind of genesis of the design. I suppose some people might be surprised that white is the overriding colour, but there's a science behind this, I understand.
Yeah, colour was definitely a huge conversation for about 6 months, and it is the centennial. So it's 100 years of Ireland competing in the Olympics. And in 1924, we compete, and here we are again in Paris in 2024. So it's, it's a really monumental occasion. And I think that, of course, green is so important to our country, but white felt contemporary. It felt like the modern Ireland. And it really, paid ode to the games themselves of going back these 100 years and looking at the original meaning behind what the games really are.
Yeah, I'm reading here, and maybe you wrote this, but I thought it kind of summarized. I'll just read it out if I may. The crisp white fabric is offset by the intricate embroidery that is Laura's trademark. The Irish flag is subtly woven into the pant piping, painstakingly hand-embroidered emerald shamrock brooches adorn the lapels of each jacket, and hand-tufted green lettering evokes Ireland's lush fields. Did you write that or did somebody else write it?
Combination, I'll say. Combination.
Because it sounds great.
I won't take full credit for that. No, I think that, details alongside the uniforms and all the meanings behind every decision. To say there were thousands of decisions went into this process would be an understatement. And I think that, there was so many amazing things to pull from Ireland's history, but also, the country that we are today. And so, I'll give you one example, the shamrock brooch. So these are hand embroidered brooches and the base shamrock is a four leaf clover to wish every Olympian good luck as they wear it on their lapel. But the idea was drawn from how everyone wears the fresh shamrocks on St. Patrick's Day on their lapels, pinned to their lapel. So I think that, details amongst what is of Irish tradition, of Irish heritage, of even, special colours and special parts were really, really important to weave into these garments. Yeah. And an example of that would be, we looked back at styles from 1924 And one of the elements that we pulled for the men's jacket was a opera ticket pocket. But we put the opera ticket pocket on the men's jacket, but it fits an iPhone. So all of these really important decisions were really thoughtfully, you know, thoughtfully made.
Am I right in saying as well that there's a county representation? So if I'm from Kilkenny, as I am, that I get an opportunity to have that in a bespoke way on my uniform.
Exactly. So every athlete got to choose what county they wanted on their jackets. And so we made and custom interpreted every county emblem and embroidered it and applied it to every jacket. So every athlete not only has the country pride, but, you know, there was such a conversation about village and community pride, and to be able to, you know, pay tribute to that on their uniforms was such an important part of the story for me, because, you know, you drive around and you see flags and posters and all of these, you know, special signage for all these athletes. And that's at the county level. That's not at the country level. So
yeah, that's great.
It was such an important part to just pay tribute to all those families, communities and counties that support these athletes.
So are you going to the Olympics yourself, Laura?
They couldn't keep me away if they tried. I'll be swimming there if I don't make it there.
And tell us a little bit about yourself. As I understand it, you're a student from the National College of Art and Design originally, but embroidery was your speciality.
Yes, exactly. I specialised in embroidery. Everyone thought I was crazy. But, you know, I think that what a beautiful thing is you can always find your own path. And I have loved embroidery my entire life. I've loved making, I've loved craft, I've loved the art of it. And I followed my dream, and I was lucky enough to be able to find a career in it. And I think, you know, if you really want to, and if you really persevere through all those hard days, you can, you know, find something that you truly love and are truly passionate about. And I found my way, and, you know, I had to move away, unfortunately, from Ireland to do that. But this project was such a beautiful way of bringing back what I've learned overseas and bringing it back to Ireland and paying tribute to all those years of studying and, you know, learnings that I was able to get there.
Yeah. You say that you want to give them what they deserve, to make them feel special in the moment. That's what clothing is for, to make you feel like your best self. I think that's a really nice way of articulating it.
Yeah, I think people, you know, obviously the fashion industry doesn't have the greatest reputation in general, but at the same time, it has such an important part in everybody's world every day. And you put on something great and you feel great, and, you know, clothes make you do that. They make you feel a specific way. They make you feel confident. They make you feel excited about an event or where you're going. And that, you know, is for everybody. And the athletes going out in this moment, probably, you know, such a pivotal part of their careers, and to feel a specific way, to feel fashionable, to feel, you know, well-dressed in Paris, in the fashion capital of the world, was such an important part of this overall goal.
Yeah.
And I have to say, one thing is I got to meet almost all of the athletes last week, and to say these are the most special people you will ever come across in our country is an understatement. These athletes dedicate their entire lives to this art, their self-discipline, their kindness, their, I just can't explain to you how incredible. Like, the week was just, I said to everybody, it was the best week of my entire life getting to meet athletes. And that's like, you know, I get to work on amazing things, but these athletes are just the best representation of what we could ever imagine in Ireland.
Well, it really sounds as if your passion from the project comes right through and is articulated beautifully in what I'm looking at here. Some of the pictures of the sailing guys, and they look absolutely dapper, really, really smart, and they look really comfortable and happy in the gear, which I think is probably equally important.
Definitely.
Just finally then, Laura, could I ask you about the importance of referral? You know, when you designed Jill Biden's inaugural coat, and you do projects such as the Irish Olympians, how important are those projects for, I suppose, your future work?
Yeah, I think that I think it's really, really important. I mean, relationships are everything. And, you know, one example I always give to people is, you know, I'll work with, I'll get a drop off from an intern at the door of my, you know, of my studio. And then 3 years later, they'll be creative director. And it's so important to treat everybody kind and welcoming and all of those things. And relationships are so important. And I think that really shines through in projects like this, where my past projects have represented the nature of the work I can do, but also, you know, how you... I guess, grow within the industry and within collaborations like these.
All right. Well, look, you sound like a super ambassador for your trade. Your passion shines through, Laura, and we wish you every success. Indeed, we wish our Olympians success. And with their success, hopefully you'll just share in their glory. The more winners we have, the better they'll look.
Thank you so much. It was so lovely to speak with you.
Up next, the Image Businesswoman of the Year is in our executive chair.
Down to Business with Bobby Kerr.
Brought to you by Bank of Ireland.
Saturday morning at 11 on News Talk.